Mishnayis li lirishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Toiv, also li lirishmas Chanalei bas Shalom Meir, also li ilinishmas Rezel bas Rishu Hertz, also li schus kolchel Yam Yisrael, also li schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We are starting a new perik. We're up to Maseches Bava Basra, perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and we're starting a new topic as well. We're going to be talking about Chazaka, how one has a possession of a field. What does that mean, to have possession of a field? And what does chazaka mean? A chazaka means that he holds possession of it. What does that mean? So when we're talking about real estate and things that are in the ground or in the earth, or they're part of the ground or they are the ground, how does one show that he has had possession of it? What is it? What does it mean? If it's uncontested for a certain amount of time, if he has been living in it, or if he has been working it, or if he has been using it for a certain amount of time, again, real estate, a field, a house, and such, then, and no one's contested it, no one's shown that he doesn't really own it, then he has the chazaka, he has the ownership of it through that chazaka. Cheskas habatim. The chazaka, to show one that one has ownership of a house, the haboyros, or if someone has ownership of a well, vasichin, and if someone has of a cistern, the place where they kept water, vamaoros, and these are like dugout caves where they would put water, or they would get water from, or they would allow water to flow into, vashayvachos, and a pigeon coop, a dove coat, a place where they raise pigeons, mechitzais, and bathhouses, ubeis habadin, and the place where they would press olives, an olive press, ubeis hasholchin, and a field that has irrigation ditches in it. And the, one second, let's go further, va'avadim, and slaves. The common thread of all of these things are kol shu oisa peiris tadir. Slaves are considered real estate, are considered karka, and therefore have similar halachas as fields. And because one gets benefit from all of these things all throughout the year, these are things that one derives a benefit from throughout the time, including a slave. A slave works for him all throughout the year. But let's go through all of them again to understand that, right? A house, one is living in the house. Here you have a person who's going into the house. One's living in the house all throughout the year. A well, he's drawing water from it all throughout the year. The same thing with the other types of water containers. Sich and Amara, cisterns and caverns, they also are, he has his benefit all throughout the year. Shevachos, here's a pigeon coop or a dove cote, an enclosure where they can grow pigeons. He has benefit from it all throughout the year. He could take eggs, or he could grow the pigeons and shech them. Or he can actually grow pigeons and sell them. And what do we say again? Besabadin, this is a press. This is an olive press. What olive press usually would look like. Here's one type, and here's another type. It's a heavy stone that's on top of another stone, and the olives are inside of it, so it presses out the olive oil. Or this is, the olives go in here, this beam goes across it, and it pushes down on the olives so that the oil gets out of it, the oil gets pressed out of it, and they put a heavy weight onto it so that it presses harder. And here's an irrigated field. Again, because a field is irrigated, therefore they can grow whatever they want all throughout the year. It's not relying only on the rain season like a field that's not irrigated. So therefore, he can grow all throughout the year. He can grow whatever he want. And here he is harvesting, picking his harvest out of the field, even though it may not be the rainy season. Right, so we just said before that kol shu'oisa peiris tadir, anything that he gets a benefit out of all throughout the year, has kasson shloshanim yom. He has a 3 year that he has to, the way that it works with a chazaka is with 3 years. If he's using it for 3 years uncontested, nobody's going against him, and he's just been there, then it's his. Now, that has to be 3 years from day to day. So if it's Aleph Adar when he starts, it needs to be all the way up until Aleph Adar when the Chazaka completes, and after that, he's uncontested. Sedei Habal. Now, what if it's the type of a field that does get it, that only works on rain, and therefore it only can grow things during the rainy season? So Chazkasa Shalashanim, it needs 3 years, but it's a shorter type of 3 years. It actually gets a benefit that it's less time that he has to be in there. Why? Because he only has to be there through the seasons that it grows things. And it's Richa Miyam Dem, it does not have to be that it's during the time that it doesn't grow anything. So if you have the last part of the season, then a full year, then the beginning part of the next season, then you end up with considering it as if it's 3 years when it hasn't quite been 3 years left. Rabbi Shmuel says, to be more quantified, to be more exact about how much that is, Shalosh Chadashim, the three last months of the first year, that's the season that to grow things and harvest them. The Shloisha Bachroina, again, also the first 3 months of the last year. Ushnei Masav Emtza, and the 12 months in the middle, right? So here you have, let's say this is three seasons. This is the last of the season. That's why it's short. They only grew a little bit on it. 3 months of the last season, three, Chadashim. This is 12 months, so therefore it grew all tall and everything. So it's a full 12 months. And then 3 months in the last, it ends up being Harei Shmoina Asa Chodesh. It's 18 months. Rabbi Kiva measures it differently, and he says, Rabbi Kiva Yimer Chodesh B'Rishoina, the first 1 month, the Chodesh B'Achroina, and only 1 month of the last. The first year is only the 1 month of the last 1 month of the first year, Chodesh B'Achroina, and the first 1 month of the last year, Ushnei Masav Emtza, and 12 months in the middle, Harei Arba Osu Chodesh. So that's 14 months. So here we have over here depicting 3 years. This one is such a little. It's only 1 month. So therefore, the vegetation is still very, very short. Here you have tall regular crops that are growing for a full year. And again, the last year is only 1 month, and therefore it's only short as well, just to show that it's a small crop, a short crop that's growing. And then Harei Arba Osu Chodesh, right? So we've mentioned that it's 14, that is 14 months. Rabbi Shmuel says, that's only talking about B'Shtei Lavan on a field where they're growing vegetation, where they're growing things that grow from the ground. Avo B'Shtei Ilan, if it's a field where they have trees in it, and trees, every type of tree, it could have one field could have a couple of different types of trees. Let's say you could have on one side of it vines, and in the middle of it, let's say olives, and at the other end of it, let's say figs, right? Each one of them has a different season. And what we mean when we say 3 years is three different seasons. By showing that he's bringing in his crop three times, he's already showing that he has a chazak, and he's uncontested. He's showing that he has the chazaka, that he's the owner of this land. So B'Shtei Ilan Kana says Tvuasai, if he brought in, over here Tvuasai was referring to his grapes, if he had a vineyard in it and it was grapes. Masak Ezeisai, he brought in his olives, he harvested his olives. Kana says Ketzai, he harvested his, over here this figs, right? So the figs first get harvested, taken off the tree, and then they get laid out to dry. He brought in the dried figs. Harei Elo Shalishan, those are three seasons. And even though it's only three seasons, it's considered as if it's 3 years. So here you have a picture of a field, that this part of it is vineyard, and this part of it is olives. And here you see this guy is first taking his grapes off of the vineyard, and then maybe a few months later, he goes and takes off his olives. And over here, he's picking his figs so that he can dry them and bring them in. And that's, even though it's not even one full year yet, it's already considered 3 years because it's three full seasons. And he brought in three harvests. And the three harvests is what makes it If they're uncontested, that it could be considered a chazaka. It's his. No one contested it. Yasha Kayach, and have a great day.